and the data which is not available. Right. Just get this right. Sorry. Yeah. So, good evening. This is most, you know, every morning we look forward to the milk, whether it's in the coffee or whether it's in the cereal. People are very careful to make sure that the milk is kosher, whether the mashkiach was there to see that everything, the container was empty. They're very particular to make sure that the milk comes with a seal. Everyone's very particular. There's one bomber question, and it's a real blower. And that is, whoever said that the milk is kosher to begin with? What do you mean kosher? It comes from cows. Because statistically, when you go to the Beis HaShechita, which you're entitled to, you just have to ask, and you'll be able to come around to the Beis HaShechita, you'll see that statistics are very low in kosher cows. Be'erach, and we just give a guide, every case is going to be different, everyone has their standards, and everyone has their, also depends on the cows, depends on the season, all various different things. But very typical is that you have third, which is kosher, you get a third which is kosher, another third which is okay, non-glat, right, you can get away with it, it's a bit of a grey area, and there's another third which is treif. That's bederechla. Out of 50 behemoths, 50 cows they shecht, you're lucky if they get 12, 13 kosher cows, which are a third and a third. So one third is kosher, one third is non-glat, meaning a lot of people that I know,
it's kosher,
it's kosher, okay, but sure, like you're saying, 30 years ago, no one would hesitate at all, but it's something which we would, going around now, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily touch non-glat. And the question, even leaving aside the non-glat, we'll go slowly, we'll see by droga, it's an amazing topic. If you have a situation where 70% of the cows you wouldn't eat, should that not reflect onto the milk to say, if I'm not machshev those cows to be kosher?
If you know it's a treifa, you're allowed
to eat the milk. So the halacha is that when you have a treifa cow, the halacha is that not only is the cow also to eat, but also the milk that comes from the cow, which is a treifa, is also to eat. This is a Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that it's also to drink a cow from the milk from the cow, which is a treifa. So here comes the question. I'm going to get straight to the point. And point number one is that it's an absolute chiyuv, kima a chiyuv, to make sure that a kashrut organization, to make sure that the cows that they are using for milk have not gone through a medical procedure. There's a very popular medical procedure called, it's a operation that is called, it's a funny name, left displaced abomasum or something. It's a very popular one. They call it LDA. LDA is very popular. It's a very popular operation that the cow has. Extremely popular. It's when the stomach grows too much and then they have to pop it. There's a way of doing it, there's a medical procedure, which makes it a pashas a treifa, a real chashash treifa. And therefore, nowadays they make it easier. If a kashas organization wants to go ahead with milking, they make sure that the history of the cow doesn't show any operations, doesn't show any chashash treifas. And that is what they do. And nowadays it makes it easier. A lot of them have a fob, and you can see, they have a passport, they see all the whole medical history, they can see everything, so it makes it much easier. But that is an absolute chiyuv, because before Neino, in front of our eyes, you will have a shaila of a treifa, and that is a serious problem. It's not just that's a real serious problem. I just saw there's a sefer. Someone from America writes really nicely about this point, and he's about the LDA, and he's very busy with it, and he's explaining how he's done his research, and all the kashrut organizations are on board, and they should be on board. This is a number one for anyone in milk. So you think it's only sending a mashgiach to make sure the container is empty, making sure that you have a seal. It's not that. It's also very, very important you know which cows that you're using for milking. See, I think it's basically essential that that's what's happening. Otherwise, the pashas, what you're delivering to people, is treif for milk. That's a dover pashat. The second stage... If we go in order, you'll understand it all. So number one is that it has to be that the cows have not gone through a procedure. That's basic. That's not a chumrah, that's a basic thing. And we just hope that every kashrus organization goes with that. And in the Hakol, they're very proud of it to say they do. And I hope that others also. And that is definitely the situation. Manchester Basin are very careful in our contract with the... In the contract with the farmer, it says very clearly that it will be a breach of contract if any of these cows, and we check it. That is a basic thing. The second thing is a very interesting ha'orah, and that is when you have a cow, because there are so many treifas, when you do a shechita, there's so many treifas that come out. Just let's take the real treifas. The real treifas are at least a third of the behemoths are real treif. Let's just assume that 30% come out treif. I would say the question is, how is it that we are having milk which is got basically you're saying that a third of the milk is treif? What's the story over here? I mean, if you have just imagine a VAT container. VAT, it's not VAT. It's a VAT container, nothing to do with tax. It's a VAT container which they collect all the milk which is from cows which have been milked. They put it all together. And if you have 10 cows, for argument's sake, and they've milked 10 cows, they have a big container, there is this assumption that 30% of the milk is going to be treif. Not only that, I spoke to a shoichet mumcha this morning, and he told me that he's noticed over the years that specifically cows which are there to give milk, when he shechts them, they're very, very more common that they finds them to be treifa, more than other. Don't forget, they've got a whole range of cows. They have some bulls, they have young ones, all different varieties, not only females which are giving milk. So specifically females which are giving milk, he finds that they are more chashash treifa than anything else. So the statistics are very harsh. Now let's just start off with an akuda. Let's go with a person who is very machmir, and we go for only glatt kosher meat. Someone who is particular to make sure in his house he only has glatt kosher meat. Shouldn't it follow? Let's start this way. Shouldn't it follow that his milk should also be kosher, and over here you haven't even got a roi of kosher? What's the story over here? If you've got the milk, a whole vat container of milk, and you've got 70%, which is either treif, between treif, half the 70% is treif, and half the 70% is non-glat, then he's only left with a bit of milk which is kosher from a third of the percent, a third of the milk. What's going on over here? So it's basic halacha, and this is the Pri Chodosh. Pri Chodosh speaks about a very interesting halacha. If let's say a person, the sheikha shechs a cow, and what they do is they check the lung. That's one of the big jobs of a boyduk, which is in the Beis HaShechita, is to take the lung, very big lung, and to blow it and to do it inside outside. It's a ganza maisa, and to check that the lung is glat. Now, the lung, what happens is, by the way, there's many treifas to check. There's Yud Ches, there's 18 treifas to check. But we are only mechuyev to check just one thing, which is the rea, which is the lung. We're only mechuyev because it's more motzi, it's more common to find things over there. So therefore, Chazal say, just scrap the 18 treifas, just stick with the checking the lungs. Okay, so you have to check the lungs. What happens if before you manage to check the lungs, it got tossed out? A kelef came... A chasul, Shuchnov's case is, Mish shakora betana behima, so you already started taking out the inside of the animal. The koidim should tivdok, horea, bo kelev oikuti venotla, a goy took it. It's very, it can be common. Hareizu muteres, is the behima okay? Can you eat the behima? You haven't managed to check the lung of that animal. Shuchnov says it's okay. Fret the prechadash. You say this thing of prechadash. Fret the prechadash. I don't understand. Even though nowadays many places had treifos shechicha tfei meakasheres, prechadash already noting it that although in some places there's more treifos than kasheres, so how can you just say, oh, if the lung's not here, then it's fine? He says the reason why that's a problem is it's because it's not meikadin. Tama de Muslim shun de shmachmirim har bechumras she'elu meikadin. Hatalmud. It's not meikadin. Therefore, if you have it before neino and you see clearly a problem, so you'd have to be machmir. But if you haven't got it, you have to go with bosar roiv, and roiv cows are meikadin kosher. That means he's saying like this. Although we are machmir when we see the lungs in front of us and we see that we're a bit nervous and we say we don't eat it, but really, in reality, roiv, the halacha is that roiv behemis kasheris, that still stands. It's just that we get nervous, we're doing it machmas chumra. And therefore, kozman it's befoneinu, so we have to be machmir. But if it's not befoneinu, either a kuti took it away or a kelev ate it, or we are before shchita, we haven't got the opportunity to check. It's quite clear that the Prichodesh is saying that you've still got the roif. So point number one, you see what I'm getting to, is that we're going in order to say, we started off with a big problem, a massive problem, is to say you haven't even got roif. Faket, roif of the cows are treifa. And therefore, how are you going to be machshe any milk? Everything's going to be bottle baroif. Faket, the roif is going to be a treifa. And that we're saying is we're bringing down the 70% of problems, bring it down to only 30%. Because the 30% kosher is kosher. The 33, call it 40% in the middle, 40% in the middle, which was only chumrah, which is, let's say, a non-glat, that we're going to say it's only a chumrah. But now here is the big issue. The big issue is that there's still a remaining, statistically, there's 30% which is treif. Now, how are you going to look at this? Treif is treif. It's going to be treif. Right? The reason why you have to check the lung is because there are treifas involved. There's zecher more than 10%. Mishkanus Yaakov says you have to be choshesh for 10%. There's zecher more than that. And statistically, we do find it's at least 30%. So what are you going to say? If you have one cow, you can say that this cow is from the roif. This cow is the roif, you're fine. Back in the day, you had a cow in your back garden. You go and milk the cow, there's no problem with that. We haven't got, that's not the issue of tonight. The issue is, when nowadays we collect all the milk together of many cows, and in one container, there's all the milk together, and you know that there's 30% of treifa cholov inside. What are you going to do about that? What's the story here? Roiv tells you, okay, so roiv, very good, so you're right. Roiv, you've got most milk over here, which is coming from a kosher a cow. But for that midrabbanon, roiv is not enough. Min b'mino, you always need to have shishim. That means when it's not min b'she'eni mino, or yavish b'yavish, things which are solids. So fine, you can say roiv. You can have two pieces of kosher or one piece of treif. We say that roiv is enough. When you have lach b'lach, liquid and liquid, and it's min b'mino, it's the same type, you need to have shishim. And you don't have shishim, because shishim is only like, it's nothing. You got 30% treifa milk, 30% treifa milk, where is your shishim? Yes, Rav Simcha, you got roiv. That means, yes, we've established you have roiv, which is kosher, we're going to assume it's kosher, it's fine, roiv behim is kasheris. But isn't there 20-30%, let's say from 10 cows, you're going to have 3 cows which are treif, even 1, is not going to give you shishim. How are you going to look at this? It's a very interesting ha'ora, and this ha'ora has been heavily debated by all the Chachmei Doreinu, Rav Asher Weiss's God Shiva, Rav Steinbach's God Shiva, everyone, you name it. Rav Shachter, there's someone actually in America that doesn't drink milk because of this, by the way. He says, hang on a second, there's treifas. You just go to any Beis HaShchita, any day, and they'll let you in, and you can see there's a list over there, right over there, and out of 50, you might end up with 10, 11 kosher. So what's the story? So, okay, even the Chumrah, even those which were Mahmeh, Yozicha have proper treifas going on over here. So what's the story over here? So there is an interesting nakuda, is that Roiv can go against statistics. And you can go Bosa Roiv, even if statistically, you'll definitely run into a problem. Listen to this, Ara. This is a very interesting. We all know, imagine you find 10 pieces of meat in the street, which is right next to 10 chanuyas, right? You've got 10 chanuyas, and 9 of them are selling kosher, and 1 is selling treif. What's the halacha when you find one piece of meat over there, outside the area? We say you go basar roif. If it's in the center, so we have to say kol kavur kamechza mechza domiz osa. But once it's been taken out the shopping center, we say that you go basar roif, kol the porish, merubu porish, and we say that it's kosher, it came from the teisha chanuyas. What's the halacha if you didn't find one piece of meat, you found 10? Or you find 100. Poor. You find 100, even different bags. Everyone's got a different bag. And this is a very small village. A very small village, only 10 shops. And it's just outside, 5 minutes away. You find a big container of various different meats. Can you now put it in one big container, one big pot, and cook it for your Sheva Brachas? Statistically, right, your numbers are wrong. Right, Tesha Chanoyas can also mean if you have 6 Chanoyas and 4 Chanoyas which are a treif. Right, statistically, it's mashma that you can eat every single piece of meat. Just like you find one piece of meat, we don't say, oh, you can only eat 9/10 of the piece of meat, but you have to leave 1/10 of the piece of meat just in case it came from the treif. No, we say the whole piece of meat is okay. So too, when you find 2 pieces of meat and 3 pieces of meat, 100 pieces of meat, everything is okay. Although statistically, it's wrong. Statistically, some of the 100 would come from the one, which is one chanus, which is a treif. This is a very interesting case that Rabbi Moshe Weiss picks up on. That if you have a town which 60% of the town are non-Jewish people and 40% of the town are Jewish people, and you find a child, a 12-year-old child, you find a child, no home, homeless child. The halacha is you treat the child like a yid, right? Because you go basar roif. What happens if you find 10 children, 10 12-year-olds which are which are hanging around in the streets? The halacha is you go basar roif. What happens a year later when they turn bar mitzvah? Can you use all 10 of them as a minion? Statistically, you'll not be able to use all 10 of them, because certainly one is not going to be a yid. Statistically, it's not going to work. Right? Zog on the poskim, roiv can tell you that you can go basar roiv even if statistics are going against you. It's a big chiddush that they want to bring mechiach, that's going to be okay. There's so much to say on this, really. I'll just point out that although you should know there is halacha, well, let me ask you a question. What happens if you have 2 pieces of meat, which is kosher, and 1 piece of meat, which is treif, and it falls in together, and they're now all mixed together? Are you allowed to eat? What's the halacha? The halacha is it's all kosher. It becomes bota baroiv. Is one person allowed to eat all 3 pieces of meat, whereby he will certainly will be eating treif? There's no question of it. There's no imagining it. It's one of them came from McDonald's, the other 2 came from local kosher shop, and you will be eating treif. There's no 2 ways about that. So there's actually 2 days about it. Shulchan Aruch passes you can. And the Ramah says there's a yesh omrim that one person shouldn't eat all 3, and it should be divided by different people. So at least the Ramah says that one person shouldn't eat the whole thing. So how does that work? How does that work with what we've been saying? We've been saying that, that it makes the whole thing statistically a rego basar roiv. There's a big difference. That in that case, you have in front of us 1 piece of treif meat, for sure. If that gets mixed into 2 other kosher meats, then we say that lechatchila, one person shouldn't eat all of them. That's very nice over there. But in our case with the milk, we never have in front of us a certain treif behemah. We're just going, statistically it will be treif. Right? But we don't have in front of us something which is certain. So again, that's still okay. It's still okay to assume that when you have milk which is gathered together from various cows, although statistics are telling you that there's certainly a treif inside, and you haven't got shishim, Lamai said there's a mokum to say that roiv goes even against statistics. It's a very fascinating thing to think about. You have this idea of tisha chanois, that you can even have loads of pieces of meat to eat together. The idea of of finding children in the street where you got a roiv yidden, the halacha is that they've got a din of a Yisrael, even if you have loads of yidden together. So that's another point to take into account. There's a marachesha, there's so much to say, but I just want to end off with a very, very interesting story, that there was a person that had a machla on his lung, and the doctors didn't have much hope in him. So he decided, they said that not much long left. He decided he wants to go to a different town. In the story, it doesn't say why he wants to go to a different town. So anyway, he gets a dream. He has a dream that night, and his father comes to him in a dream saying, "Don't leave town. Stay where you are." So he said, "Why can't I want to for the last few days of my life, weeks or months of my life, I want to go to a different town." So he said, "I'll tell you why, because the condition that you have is on the lung, and it's a big machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, whether this condition is going to make you a treifa, if it'll be by an animal, if it'll make you a treifa." And the Shagas Arya was actually in Vilna that happened. The Shagas Arya, who's a Rav there, paskened like the Shulchan Aruch that doesn't make you into a treifa. And therefore, if you stay where you are, you'll be marach yomim. Not years and years, but you'll be marach yomim. You won't be considered a treifa. If you leave town, we follow the Ramah usually. If you follow the Ramah, you'll be classified as a treifa, and therefore it'll indeed be a treifa. Therefore, you stay where you are, and indeed, I saw in the Sefer Yeshivas, he brings it that from Chaim Veloshin, he brings the story to say that he stayed there, and Taka, he was nechshav as not a treifa, and you see that the Torah is also in control with everything that goes on here. It's an interesting maisa. Shkoyach. Yeah.
So this person is machmer, a choyer shouldn't pick it, like you said.